This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Live from the Gas House, as well as Laminack Manor and the Gow Media Studios, it's the final hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday, rolling through and having some fun along the way. And fellas, it does, I don't know how you feel about this, but it doesn't seem like it's been 4 years to the day that Prince died.
What?
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah, Prince Rogers died? Nelson. Yeah, 4 years ago. Just kidding. 4 years ago. God, it didn't seem like it'd be that long ago.
No, it doesn't. That's fast. That's like real fast. How long ago did MJ die? Did Mr. Jackson die?
Well, that's been longer than that. That's got to be closer to what, 7?
Yeah, I would say 7.
Because that doesn't even seem like that long ago.
Let's find out real quick.
2009.
Yeah. Damn.
That long ago? Longer than that, man.
11 years.
June 25th.
That's crazy.
Yeah. June, it'll be 11 years. And that doesn't seem like that long ago to me. That seems like 5 years ago. I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, well, we should have maybe that's our theme this week is all Prince songs. Joel would love it.
I actually wouldn't mind it. But at the same time, we already have a theme, and I don't want to poo-poo on all the work Nick did where he laid out a schedule for us that I like.
It was a joke. We're not doing Prince because you would like it too much.
And my list would be done before the end of the show, and I could be just like you.
You would fire it off. I think we did it once, like when the when he passed or like the –
I think we might have, yeah. Did we lose Barry?
I feel like we did. Are you there, bud?
Sorry, guys. I had to sneeze, and there's no cough button, so I just had to hit mute.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then
because you can do that on that big-time microphone that you have. Nick can do it, too, but it's always on mute.
Negative. I'm using the iRig that, what's-his-name gave us? AD.
Oh, why is that?
Because that's what they gave us to use, so I use it.
Okay. I don't know that you've ever followed directions for one. And for two, you've been so high on that microphone. Why would you use anything else?
I've been high. What brings up the microphone is you. I mentioned that I got it.
I brought up the Tirico thing.
But you
like
crap.
Yeah, you guys.
But you're the one that harps on this microphone.
That's false. You talked about all the different details it had and all the different rinky-dink trinkets and things. And it was this, and it was the superstar of microphones.
Nope.
It looks
anytime
it's impressive.
It's brought up on this show. It's you. Period. I brought
much
it up when I bought
is.
It because everybody said I sounded like crap, but that was the one time. But in the Comrex app that we use on the iPad, there's a mute button. You just tap it, and that's your cough button.
Well, I did notice the same thing that like when you get a tickle in your throat, there's no way to like hit the cough button like we would in the studio.
Yeah. Well, there should be a mute function on there on the app somewhere. But you just got to find it. Be technically savvy enough to use it.
Well, that's another shot at me.
Huh?
But yeah, I get it. Fine. Because otherwise, you would never do something like that. No, I get it. It's fine.
I would not do that, Joel. We're off to a good start. I don't want to ruin this.
I don't know what good start we're off to, but yeah. So we lost
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, we did. Rest in peace to Prince. Cover of Madden 21.
Obvious
what,
choice.
If
I
gave
like.
You, yep. If I gave you, plus, or no? If I gave you, let's see. Do you think he'll be injured by week 5 of the season?
Well, I'll tell you what. The jinx is real, man. The curse, the jinx, whatever you want to call it. There's something to that. I think if he does an interview with Matt Thomas, he's definitely hurt by week 2.
See, you ain't right for that either.
Well, it's because it's your boy. Other than that, I would say I think he's hurt by week 6.
Okay, so you're going to take the over on that, week 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nick?
Nicholas?
Nick, what do you got?
I feel like he's going to be hurt this season. Not necessarily season ending, but...
Right, I agree with that.
I will say... I will say week four. I will say 2 weeks earlier.
So you're under.
Yeah, because I feel like they're gonna get tape on this dude. I mean, unless it's a situation like Mahomes, well, he's just so dynamic and so mobile and accurate enough to the point where even if you have tape and you know what he's gonna do next, or you have an idea of what he's gonna do next, he's just that good. Because he'll eventually get the ball to you or a receiver or get the first down. I don't know if Lamar Jackson has that. I mean, it took a season or two for us all to believe in him because then I'm going to believe in him at first, you know?
I'm going to take another avenue. I'm going to say that because he hangs on to the ball and runs too much and hangs on to it too long and doesn't get down, I think that's the detriment. I think he's going to try and do one of those miraculous runs again this year. And he's going to catch a linebacker at full speed that he doesn't see coming. And I think that that's where he pays the price.
Yep, I can see that. Just so we're clear about the Madden curse, it did strike last year, but Mahomes didn't miss but one game.
That's true. He was hurt.
He dislocated his knee in week seven. Practice in week eight, returned it in week nine. But I think he missed two games last year, and one of them he sat out because they had the big lead. So I think he missed the one game, and that
Which
was
they
it.
Lost. They definitely lost that game. I just want to point that out. I'm sure they lost that game. So there was and there wasn't. But again, it's another year, another injury. So like we then I think it lends itself.
Of course, he won the Super Bowl. So how bad really is the curse? But
so expect him to get hurt. Probably come back, not be season-ending, and have a chance to win it all. How about that?
Okay.
I mean, at some point, you have to kind of get hit to kind of learn, you know, from your mistakes, you know, when you're a quarterback. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably not necessarily known to be as mobile and as fast as a Lamar Jackson, but I think he wishes he slid that game where he got the torn ACL after – getting busy with the porn star, I guess. I mean, I think you have to kind of get hit and hurt sometimes to learn. And that might be a situation for Lamar. Mahomes has been hurt. I don't want it to happen because I think he's just so fun to watch. And I'm not
He changed the game, right? We talk about how the Warriors offense and the small ball changed the game in the NBA. But Lamar Jackson changed the entire game last year in the way it's played. And the fact that he did prove the naysayers wrong, but he proved you can be a running quarterback. You don't have to have all of these preconceived skills that, you know, draft experts say make you the only things that can make you like an outstanding quarterback in the NFL. And then to the Ravens' credit, they completely redid their entire playbook and tailored an offense around him instead of forcing him to play an offense that they were going to play. And now more teams are looking at doing that. So my only question is, can you maintain that level year two? Because to Nick, to your point, now they got tape on you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. And you have to make adjustments and add things to your arsenal. And I think that's what good quarterbacks do. I think Deshaun Watson doesn't get enough credit for it because Patrick Mahomes is so mobile and dynamic. You have to recreate yourself, even if you have the speed and the athleticism, because at some point there's going to be a linebacker, like you mentioned, Joel, that might catch you, that just might be fast enough and hit you really in a way that could potentially be career-ending.
Well, and I'm looking at it from the perspective, too, of the fact that there were plenty of guys that had a phenomenal year one. And then when you get tape and for whatever reason, there's a huge drop-off. And I don't want to see that from Lamar Jackson. And I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think that plenty of teams are going to throw defenses at him that are going to force him to alter his game, probably pass more too in the process, and then holes and opportunities that were open for him to run a year ago are probably not going to be there as frequently as they were a year ago.
I tend to agree with you, but you have to remember the beautiful thing about Lamar Jackson is he's able to create and make something out of nothing. Like literally, like if there's no play, if the coverage is good, if the protection is broken down, you know, even if they have a spy on him, he's not easy to tackle. He's elusive. He's fast. He's all those things that make it, you know, make it hard to game plan against because you can't account for It's like Mike Vick. Like, you couldn't account for what Vick was going to do once he was in the open field. You can, oh yeah, you can scheme
sure.
And stop the play and force him to be try to be uncomfortable. But that's when those guys thrive. And so that's what makes that's what makes the potential of Lamar Jackson so difficult to defend, is that even if you take away all the gaps and you spy him and you play two deep safeties to take away deep balls and whatever, you bring another safety up in the box, however you want to defend him, at the end of the day, you have to go and tackle him.
And I agree with that.
That's just one-on-one, and that's going to be the difficult part.
Now, and you're right. And Deshaun is the guy that's been able to do that. Deshaun's been able to do that. But what about Vince Young? Vince Young was the guy who took the league by storm his rookie year and did all those things you're talking about. He beat people with his legs. He showed how dynamic he could be. And then year two, it was a totally different story, and it was basically the beginning of the end for him.
I don't know. I don't know. There becomes that point, and I guess in a quarterback where you still have to be a quarterback, and you still have to read defenses. You still have to make the right decisions under pressure, whether to throw the ball, not throw the ball, when to run, when not to run. And that's something we see with Deshaun that he's getting better at, but he still needs to learn, because he runs too soon or he throws the ball when he shouldn't. But he's so dynamic that, you know, he makes up for it.
Well, even but like maybe, a guy like,
you know, I don't know why Carter. Vince didn't do it, but.
Gardner Minshew made a lot of plays with his legs. You know, a lot of people talking about his ability, his escapability. But at the end of the day, he's still going to have to make throws. And year two is going to be a totally different ball game for him too, because now defenses know what he brings to the table. They saw him falter badly in that London game against the Texans, and he kind of paved his way to be taken out of the starting lineup because of some of his play late in the season when teams had some tape on him. So, you know, and again, I give Deshaun credit, because Deshaun made a lot of plays with escapability his rookie year, but like you said, he got smarter and understood that it still has to stay within the framework of the offense for everything to work, and he got better because of it. I think year two is a real telltale sign in terms of a guy in his career, and this is going to be a big year for him. So, you know, I don't know that I believe the Madden curse, and I know that it's an honor for anybody to be on the cover. I think the more important thing is just how he adjusts to his, you know, how the defenses are going to play him differently this year.
Well, we'll find out.
No doubt. But in order to do that, we need to play games. Boy, I sure hope that that's the case, that we see games coming sooner rather than later. But that doesn't – I'll give you a stat that's not going to be – it's going to be a little disheartening to that topic when we come back. But we're rolling through the final hour of the show. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, guys, I'm telling you, I know that there are struggles out there with your energy levels. And now that you have so much more time at home, whether you're trying to hang with the kids, you want to get back on a workout program, or you just need more energy during the day and maybe at night in the bedroom, and it's not happening for you, Apollo Men's Health can help, because they take all the things that you bring to the table and they listen, and then they come up with a plan for you to change things and make it better. They have traditional testosterone therapy. They also have, because of the pandemic, and maybe you're on a really busy schedule when you're working, they have new cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It simply is the same effective treatment. It's just that you don't have to make visits to the doctor's office quite as much. It's a sweet way to handle all your business without having to be inconveniently leaving your work schedule and taking care of at a doctor's office. They do it all for you there. They also have body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy. Everything they do is centered around increasing your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so you got to invest in yourself. Give them a call right now, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Conveniently located near downtown Pearland, Lake Jackson, Apollo Men's Health. It's your one-stop shop for everything men's health.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. And it looks like this Gronk thing, there is a lot more to it than just an, oh, by the way, he'd like to play. And it looks like the Patriots are willing to make it happen. Adam Schefter has just tweeted out, trade pending physical. Patriots are trading Rob Gronkowski and a seventh round pick to the Buccaneers for a fourth round pick. Boom. Just like that. Done deal. And Brady has his security blanket back again.
Pretty crazy. And you know what? I'm kind of surprised that all they got was a fourth round pick. They gave up a seven and Gronk and got a four. Do you think he was worth more?
You know, the only thing I'll say is Gronk lost a boatload of weight when he left the game. And I think that a lot of people were saying, even if he wanted to come back, because there was a rumor he was going to come back late in the year for the Patriots, and the more people looked at him, they were like, man, if he comes back, he's going to have to, like, eat 10 meals a day and get in the weight room because he looks more like a wide receiver than a tight end. And maybe for that, they say when you step away and then you try and come back, you're a different player. And maybe, too, from a Patriots perspective, they know that if they kept him and they had to activate him, his contract had to be pretty big, too. And that's probably something the Pats don't want to deal with right now. So maybe it was just like, hey, we get it. We can wash our hands. We get a higher pick. And then good luck to you, and we'll just go on our merry way.
Yeah, and you know, maybe they're – because I'm looking at his stats, and I don't think he'll ever be back to 2011 form. 17 touchdowns, 1,300 yards receiving. He's had a couple thousand-yard seasons, not come close to that 17 touchdowns again. In the last 3 years, he has a combined 14 touchdowns, 3-8-3. And then, of course, he missed last year. So maybe that fourth rounder was about right, because it's like, yeah, look, we're not getting 2011 Gronk. We're getting 2018 Gronk, which played in 13 games, started 11, caught for, you know, maybe caught 700 yards and three touchdowns. That's not first, second round worthy. Obviously, the potential is there, but you got to remember, too, now, there's if the fact they didn't trade any of those guys that you mentioned, or they still have that receiving core, yeah, there's not a lot of balls to go around, really.
I'll say this.
Gronk might be, you know, just the security blanket, like you said, but he's not going to be the feature or the star on that offense.
Although he could be, Barry. I mean, look,
The potential.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at who they have, I think O.J. Howard is the stud young kid who could probably learn some things from a guy like Gronk and also take some of the heat off that Gronk doesn't have to play every down. But I also think that now teams across the league are going, hey, you got Gronk, you got O.J. Howard. What's it going to take to get Cameron Brate? Because Cameron Brate's no slouch at tight end, and there's plenty of teams in this league, Packers being one of them, and they gave up on the failed experiment with Jimmy Graham, where there are teams that will probably give you something to where you may even be able to recoup your four and say, hey, Cameron Brate for a fourth-round pick. I think teams would be interested in that as well. And you're right. I mean, Brady's got to be ecstatic. You already walked into the deal with weapons, and now you get your ultimate security blanket back? He's got to be giddy.
I mean, I know for sure Howard is, you know, Howard is really good. Brate, Brate has some potential there, but I don't know if I would go as far as to say he's on the same level as O.J. Howard. But Evans, Godwin, and Howard, just that threesome alone is pretty sick. But now you've added Gronk to that mix, and if Brate can figure things out and, you know, reach his potential, yeah, you're – but then there's an odd man out. I mean, you're not going to keep and pay three tight ends, are you? I don't think so.
I think someone's got to go, yeah.
And I tell you, I don't think that that's going to be O.J. Howard. I think that it probably would be Brate would be the guy that would get traded. But that's just me speculating. But, man, that's going to be a hell of an offense if old Tommy Boy can
really
get the
is.
Ball down the field.
Yeah. And I mean, look, you know, not that Brate's experience, too. So that's a big deal. And so you think about it, and I said there are teams out there that are dying for a tight end. I'm just from personal experience. The Packers tried to get Austin Hooper before he signed the massive deal. They definitely are, I won't say desperate, but you want someone that's a veteran, that's proven that they can both block and catch in this league. It's a valuable commodity to a lot of offenses. And I think that they'll have a market to where if you're Tampa, what do you have to lose? Like you said, you already have your number one guy in terms of the young guy for the long term in O.J. Howard. But if you give up Brait, get a fourth in return, and that's what you had to give up, really it's a wash except for you get Rob Gronkowski, and if he pans out, it's fantastic. And if he doesn't, you go, eh, we tried. And we gave Tommy the confidence that when he wants someone that he's had experience with, we'll go get him.
And maybe you do get a four, but I don't know. I mean, if you got a four for Gronk, you got to imagine that's probably not the same.
You think they get
price
more?
Tag? No, less.
But Barry, but again, Gronk, I mean, Gronk's not coming off a big season. Gronk's coming off trying to get back into the game. So I don't know. Maybe you could get more.
The last time Gronk played, his numbers were better than Cameron Brait. Brait had 311 yards last year and four touchdowns. I mean, that's not.
He also had Jameis Winston throwing to him.
Oh yeah, who threw 30 touchdowns and only four of those
30
went
picks.
To.
I'm sure he was targeted a lot. I think they were just completed to the other team.
But I mean, a couple of years ago, he had 600 yard season, a couple 600 yard seasons. Last couple of years, though, 289 and 311. O.J. Howard has obviously solidified himself as the one there in Tampa. But Gronk had 682 yards and three touchdowns the last time he played. So if you got a four for that, maybe a five, maybe. Because he's still 28. He's still got a few years left. So I could see them. But that wouldn't be terrible. If you're the Tampa Bay Bucks and you end up getting a seventh round pick and Gronk and a fifth round pick for Cameron Brait and a fourth round pick, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I think Tampa's in a very, very advantageous position, and I think they just got better either way. Because even if Gronk isn't that effective, what he can teach the younger guys is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got 30 minutes to go in the show. When we come back, the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston's only FM sports station is now bringing you more talk with less commercials.
I heard so much talk.
Making that commute to work even better, even if it's just from the kitchen to the living room.
So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you missed any portion of today's show, which we covered a lot of ground, had a lot of really good discussions on, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Ben, you'll come down, click on the hours you missed. Then while you're on that front page, download the app. There's instructions right there. You follow them, you download the app, you never miss another ESPN 97.5 show, and we appreciate you.
Do it.
Thank you, Barry. Jason Braddock, NFL expert, says that O.J. Howard is the guy that he says will probably be traded by Tampa. I disagree with that. I think that you have your long-term solution, and who knows how long Gronk's going to play, and you know he's flighty, and he doesn't have, maybe he comes back and doesn't like it, or maybe he comes back, and like I said, after not playing for over a year, and his body's kind of relaxed, maybe he gets hurt, and you got that backup. Yeah. I'd rather have Gronk and Howard than I would Gronk and Brait. I don't know where you're at on that.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but you wonder if maybe you're like, okay, we're going to go for it, so maybe the value in getting some picks back is with O.J. Howard. And you got to take into account the cap, too, and maybe – I don't know what Brait and Howard are making. I can pull that up on SpotTrack, but that's obviously going to have something to do with it as well. is what are the contract terms for these guys? Let me see. There's O.J. Howard. It looks like Howard has – so he's in the last year of his deal, apparently.
Okay. And his rookie deal, right?
Yeah, and it's so it's a club option for 2021, but it doesn't say what it would be. But right now, yeah, he's going to get $2 million. That's not terrible. Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. If you're Tampa, you obviously had to completely restructure your thought process. You might have been, with Jameis, building for the future, obviously kind of on a slow, methodical pattern to get better every year. Now, this kind of signals, hey, we don't know how long we're going to have Tom, and we know that, you know, for a lot of reasons, we want to win, he wants to win. So now this brings that Leonard Fournette deal back in play, where yesterday there were rumors that when the Jags said that they would be open to trading him and they've had discussions after he rocked the boat and was critical of the organization, that Tampa was in and then maybe they weren't. If you're going to go for it, I don't think he's only making a little over four a year. I don't think it hurts them to take a shot at Leonard Fournette either. Then if you're in go for it mode, go get you a proven running back that, look, when his head is right, he showed against the Texans, he will run people over and he was ready to really, you know, reinvent himself after people thought he might have been a wash. I say if you're going for it, go get him too.
Well, Tampa only has $3 million in cap space. So you gotta, 3.7. I don't know what you're going to get all these guys for, and what's Gronk going to cost. I don't know what his cost, but I can't imagine it's cheap. It's Gronk, right?
Right, right. Whatever his last deal was, it had to be big.
So 2020, he's on they're on the hook for $10 million, and they've got three available. Now, if you look at O.J. Howard, he's in the last year of his deal, but it doesn't say what the club option is for 2021. But he's on the hook for $2 million, and Brate, you're not gonna carry all three because Brate's contract, he's got 4 years left at 4.2, 6.5, 6.8, and 7.5.
Dang.
That's to me, that's the contract you want to trade if you're gonna pay Gronk, and so I don't know if you could afford Fournette at this point, and I don't know if they really necessarily would have to, because this offense, just as is, if you can get rid of Brate somehow and maybe get a seventh round pick or something like that for him, maybe a six or a five. I don't know. I don't think you get a four. But if you can get out from under that contract. Now, the good news about that contract is if they trade him, they're going to have the $4.2 million in cap space. But the team that's getting him, the next 3 years of his contract, there's no dead cap money. So that might be incentive for them to ship a five to Tampa, take on that contract. You can cut him, free up that money. Tampa's going to pay the cap hit for him this year. So that might be something that they look into. That would be another reason why you could see him move instead of O.J. Howard.
Several outlets, though, reporting Howard is now being shopped, and also several outlets reporting Gronk is going to play for his $10 million 1 year remaining on his contract. Oh, my God. I mean, why wouldn't you? I know that Drew Rosenhaus is one of those guys that goes, hey, you know, you're getting a big-time commodity. He should get paid more. No. I mean, again, because he stepped away from the game and all, and you don't know what he's got left in the tank. But, yeah, I'd come back and be okay playing for 1 year and 10 mil, too, and a chance to win with Tom Brady one more time.
Yeah. And, you know, the thought process on the O.J. Howard thing might be you're going to have to pay him. And
right. Right.
It's probably going to cost you more than what these other two cats are costing you, or it could, especially over the long run. And with the way that, you know, contracts are more guaranteed now, you got less guaranteed with Cameron Brate than you probably would when O.J. Howard signs his new deal, because that was a six-year, $40.8 million deal, 18 guaranteed. That's pretty team-friendly if only 18 is guaranteed of a $40 million deal.
But so to what I said earlier, Barry, process. From what I said earlier, don't you feel like – if that's the case, if they are shopping Howard, unless New England didn't want him, wouldn't that scenario paint itself perfect for both teams again, in which then just trade him to New England? Because if you are worried about having to pay him and you do want Gronk, unless New England didn't want Howard, why wouldn't you just go, hey, you give us Howard, we'll give you Gronk, call it a day?
Yeah, that I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel like if you're – I don't know if New England is going to be in the position that they – because I think Howard's one of those guys now with his time in the league that he needs to be to a team – go to a team, and a team needs to go get him. That's kind of win now. And somebody texted Cowboy Trav texted the show and said, O.J. Howard's going to be a Cowboy. That would make sense. I mean, honestly – if you put O.J. Howard on that offense, that would make a lot of sense for that team to add a piece like that. But that's what I mean. But the Cowboys are built to win now, and I feel like the Patriots are about to start to rebuild. So maybe you're
like
wasting
I said,
O.J. Howard.
I think Green Bay's on the. I think Green Bay's on the phone with Tampa, and they take either guy. I think Dallas is another team that should be happy with either guy, because if it's an upgrade at the position you currently have, then you're open to that. And I think Tampa's going to come out smelling like a rose either way because, like we said, regardless if they get close or better or equal value, to just give up a fourth to take that chance and give Tom Brady a huge security blanket, I think it's a win for Tampa. And then it just becomes, you know, like Aaron Rabel just tweeted us and he said, God, the way you lined it out, Barry – it sounds like Billy O about to get swindled out of a second-round pick for Brate. I'm like, a second round? They don't have a first this year or next, but in three years, you can have that one. Because I think Brate Howard will draw interest.
Oh, yeah. I think they both could. But apparently, yeah. I mean, if Howard's the name being shopped, and that is a name that's trending right now, so it's possible Clay Travis – Tom Brady now has the best pass catching talent in the NFL. Yeah, O.J. Howard's not going to be there though. But it's a pretty sick threesome if Howard's not going to be there. If Howard is there, it's even more ridiculous. But Godwin, Evans, Gronk, and O.J. Howard, yikes!
It's going to be interesting, nasty. Man. Because someone else,
couple
asked
texters,
us if they're now
all they
the
need
favorites.
To do is go get Julian Edelman.
Yes,
and now they're the Tampa Bay Patriots.
But someone asked us on Twitter if they are now the favorites in the NFC. I think in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. I think the Niners are still the team in the NFC. But I think there's a long list now stacking up at the top. Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Bucks, and Niners. Yeah, Packers. Just because they're your second choice, they're my first choice. There you go. Yeah, just like you'd say Chiefs in the AFC. So there.
Packers?
Nick, good luck with
you, Texas. We're talking about Packers.
Well, you almost did, but then you petered out and went with the bandwagon.
I will say that the Bucs are going to have to get a little better on defense. I mean, they were middle of the pack last year.
They got some good young talent on that D, though.
Got to get better, though.
You say Pack? Did you just say Pack?
No.
Subliminally, you're with me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I meant the Bucs.
Go back to your Chiefs colony. All right, we've got one segment to go in the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll put a bow on it next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Blitz on deck, warming up and getting ready to take you from 4 to 7 here on ESPN 97.5. Speaking of Tom Brady, boys, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they actually not only did this, but they had the cojones to tweet about it. But the police in Tampa found a man working out in the park. And much like Houston, all of the Florida parks have been closed because of the fact that we have the pandemic going on. Well, the city of Tampa sent out a tweet. Because the police were actually on site checking to make sure that people were following the instructions of staying out of the park and had to tell one Tom Brady to stop working out there, and the park was closed and he had to go home.
Oh, Tomothy. Why, oh, why?
Tomothy.
Now, unfortunately,
you
it says...
You know better than that?
It says, our parks are closed down, so a lot of our park staff, they patrol just to make sure people aren't in there with contact sports, things like that. She went over to tell him the park was closed, and it was Tom Brady.
Sorry, folks, park's closed.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, she? Or was it John Candy? Because all I can see here in my mind is, sorry, folks, park's closed. Sign out front, should have told you. But then the city of Tampa tweeted out, sorry, Tom Brady. Our Tampa Park and Rec team can't wait to welcome you and our entire community back with even bigger smiles. But until then, stay safe, stay home, as much as you can help to flatten the curve.
Don't be stupid, Tom. Don't be a dummy, Tom. What are you doing,
But by the
bro?
Way, guys, we saw pictures of the house he's renting from Derek Jeter. There's not enough grass there to do what you need to do.
Yeah, right? That's a big-ass house.
I mean, one lap no around reason. The house is, what, a mile and a quarter?
Yeah, that was uncalled for, Tom. Don't be getting out in public like that.
What and then doing? This, I had teased this earlier, but I don't know what you guys' thoughts are on this, but two different agencies did a survey, and they said that when all the numbers are crunched, the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on sports will be felt for years to come, calculating that only 53% of major sporting events originally scheduled in the year 2020 are likely to take place by the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not a good sign for football, guys. That's not a good sign for college football. That's not a good sign for pro football. Obviously not a good sign for Major League Baseball when you start thinking about how many games are already lost. So the numbers look like this. They said just 26,424 sporting events will be held by the end of 2020, with the possibility more are canceled as the virus continues to spread. There were approximately 48,803 major sports events, ticketed events for professional and competitive sports, with a projected attendance of at least 5,000, which means the Tampa Bay's just made it. Because of the sudden and ongoing interruption to live sports, the global sports industry will generate just $73.7 billion in revenue. That's $61.6 billion less than the projected revenue before the virus hit.
I feel so bad that they're only making $70 billion. Yeah, it's no one's immune. No pun intended. Right now, all bets are off. Man, we talked yesterday about oil and how it hit negative $40 a barrel. It does make me sad, though, that if we're going to – for me, missing baseball is just going to be crushing. Missing some football, okay. Missing some basketball, okay. But missing all this baseball, man.
Yeah, but we talked about it, man. I just miss sports in general. I mean, again, to be force-fed horse and virtual, you know, games and auto racing and everything else and try to be – pass the buck to say this is sports, watch it. No, that's why this whole, you know, Jordan documentary did as well as it did too. Sure, it was anticipated anyway, but if it's the only thing going, it just makes you realize how much you miss having so much to choose from on a nightly basis.
Yeah, it really does.
It sucks. And you know, we joke a lot about our jobs, but obviously our jobs are 100 times easier when we've got baseball to talk about, NBA playoffs to talk about, you know, all these different things going on, college football, recruiting, all these different things. And now everything's just been put on hold to where it's just another way that it illustrates, God, you miss sports when they're not there.
Yeah, you do.
And maybe you look, you know,
sad.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe you took it for granted that, you know, we always used to say, oh, it's just sports, but you didn't realize how much sports means to you, even if you didn't have our jobs. Just the common person that goes and punches the clock and does their job, but knows the escape route every night is, I can watch the Astros. I can watch all these different, you know, watch baseball games. I can watch NBA playoffs. I can watch soccer if I want. I can watch whatever I want. Now you can watch none of it.
And you can't watch any of it. That's
the cold turkey is a harsh reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I hope they're wrong, But I saw from several different people again last night and this morning say that they don't think that NFL starts until maybe mid-October.
That won't be as bad, though, right? Like, I think we can fade that. It's just
still
got to
juggle the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that means everybody plays their division opponents twice and you lose the outside of divisional games, depending on how many games that is, because that would suck, too.
You suck, too. I don't know what it means schedule-wise, but I think at this point people would take a you're going to get two division games and maybe, you know, two other games outside of the division or something like that, 10 games. I would take that. That at this point some is better than none, but you got to remember now, if we get to October, if that's when they're saying football doesn't start, baseball's done. So you've missed an entire season. At least you got some basketball this year. You'll get some football. The one sport that suffers, no baseball. You got about
But Barry, statistically,
2 weeks of spring training, maybe three, and that's it.
But statistically, too, it's going to leave that void because now you're going to have a year without a champion in multiple sports. Mm-hmm. You know, and LeBron said the void that it would never be able to be made up for if a champ isn't crowned this year. But from a baseball perspective, it's 1 year of and again, the long-term effect is a lot of guys that may be borderline Hall of Fame or really worried about their numbers, they're going to look back and go, I had a whole year taken from me in which I could have added to my stats so I could have gotten to certain levels which are essential to getting into the Hall of Fame or being considered at a certain level when you got done playing the game in a career. It's going to be crazy, man. It's across the board with all the different sports affected.
Yeah, it didn't discriminate, right? Like it's a weird. If this happens, I mean, if this happens in February, you wonder if it would have just affected some of basketball. I mean, you obviously would have affected basketball, some, you know, most of baseball, but all of football would have probably been spared by just a couple months. You could have got the Super Bowl out of the way. And then it happened, and you probably could have caught the whole season. But now, like you said, every league is going to have an asterisk on whatever team is considered the champ, whether it's in NBA who finished with the best record, whether it's going to be in football, if it's a 10-game season, if there's baseball, which I don't know if there's going to be baseball. I saw you post something where they're going to start laying off managers and –
yeah,
and folks on May
managers
1st.
And coaches. Yeah, May 1st.
But still going to pay the players. That's
great. Yeah, that's awful too. And Dusty Baker, that's the whole reason why he came back, because he could cash in for one more year at about $4 or $5 mil. And now you're going to tell me that they're going to start taking that away? That sucks.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, right, man. I mean, it's not right. It's painful. It makes you realize how much you miss and love sports, but the real bad problem is, too, until that we have a vaccine and we've got a clear-cut cure, I'm not sure if we're going to get back to sports as soon as everybody wants.
Yeah, and you know what? I want the economy to get going. I want sports to come back, but I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it. At the end of the day, keeping people alive matters the most.
Sure it does.
And, you know, It does suck, and the economy sucks and all that, but keeping people alive, that's got to be our priority.
Hey, how about this? As we get ready for the draft, too, the Detroit Lions are taking matters into their own hands when it comes to possible snafus.
That's never good.
With the draft online, Lions will park their IT help in a recreational vehicle outside the general manager's house Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Hilarious. They ain't taking no chances.
That better be a really, really nice RV stocked with a whole lot of anything I want to eat and drink, because you're going to make me spend 3 straight days outside some dude's house just to make sure he's got a connection.
I mean, that's important, dude, to Barry, that franchise it is.
There's time. Call Bill O'Brien. There's a chance you can do IT just for 3 days and catch a big check. And the way O'Brien overpays, you might be able to help Nick and I out, too. You might just cash in for all of us. If we can get a sponsor
nice try,
that
Joel.
Has an RV.
You ain't getting rid of me.
No, I'm just saying for 3 days. You can come back on Monday, but if you can do it for 3 days and raise some funds for the suspects, we're all in.
Okay. I've taken one for the team like that.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you guys taking one for the team and listening to us on a daily basis as suspects. And we hope you'll come back tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday when we'll continue to roll through this week. Until then, we want you to have a great night and stay tuned because the Blitz is coming up next. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night. And here comes Fred, AJ, and Aaron right around the corner, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.